Richard Spataro is a Capital Region bass musician and producer who is known for his work in The Furs and Florist. His new solo project is called Onlyness and has a debut record out on July 6th. WOOC correspondent Jonah Moberg met with Richard and his longtime collaborator, Johnny Baker, to talk about their work and hear the latest single from Onlyness.
My name is Rick Spataro.
My name's Johnny.
He's the person I've collaborated with for the longest time on my own material.
So let's talk about that history for a minute, because I know that you've been involved with a lot of different projects, both of you, with a lot of different names. I wonder what's the difference between Onlyness and The Furs, for example, or why the change of name?
Well, so that specific name change was really not for any particular reason. I made one album as The Furs. It was at a house, a property that was named The Furs. And so that's what I called the project. And then I was working on that album happened quickly. It was about a month or so. The songs were mostly written and recorded during that time.
That's really fast.
Right. It was pretty quick. And it took a couple months to really like have it finished. But almost all of it was done in that month. And then there was a second album that I worked on, and it took much, much longer, not on purpose. And I wasn't necessarily super enthusiastic by the time I finished it about it. I think that's natural. That would happen with anything you work on that long. It just seemed like the end of that. It didn't make sense to me anymore.
I think a lot of people take breaks or need to find more songs or something.
Right.
Do you write all the time?
No, I usually don't. I've only had success in writing songs by like taking an entire month or close to that and being like, I have to write songs now. I don't otherwise. Mm-hmm. I'm fatigued easily.
What gives you the sense of urgency to pack all those songs into a month? What motivates that?
It depends. There's not necessarily urgency even. I think I'm thinking about it a lot. I want to be working on recordings a lot of the time, but I find it hard to like take the steps to actually be doing it. When I say I usually don't write, I want to be, but I just don't really do anything in my life without telling myself I have to do it. I think it works the same for songwriting. It doesn't seem different, but I just finally get fed up with not doing it, tell myself I have to. And I think it usually works, that's what I've found at least. It's just like if you make yourself do it, then it will happen, in my experience.
Once you break through that barrier of lethargy or whatever and start writing, did you then find joy in what you do, or is it a grind the whole time?
It might not be fair to call it a grind in general. I think it might feel like one to me, but I think that's giving me too much credit. It feels like work pretty generally, but I think once you get to, usually when I get to a point with a recording or just work on it a lot and then leave it alone for a few days or even just a few hours, I'll go back to it and then it will have some appeal to me. I'll like realize like what it is. So I'll be doing all this stuff not really knowing what I'm going for. Even if I have something in mind, it usually doesn't turn out that way, so.
Johnny, what's your experience been like working on these songs?
Well, yeah, it's kind of funny because Rick is my oldest collaborator as well, and I feel like we've done so much together in multiple bands, but I haven't actually been that big of a part of these albums. You know, I think I'm on every album, but very small, like I'm on a couple songs, like playing guitar or something.
From my point of view, but you're like doing like a lot. like I'm just like seeing you as a huge piece of it. So
I feel like a big part of it too. Like that's the funny part. Like I feel like very connected to anything that Rick and I are like both a part of. Like I feel very connected to you, and like I haven't been on it, but I feel that though. Like I just feel like we're sort of waiting for a chance to like do the thing together. It's just like coming together slowly, sort of. Like I'm in no rush in a way. Like, I just trust it. Like, it's like my family or something. Like, Ricky's my family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great to see that there's relationships like that that can that keep growing. I think a lot of times the Capital Region has difficulty hanging on to its artists. Maybe because New York is so close by, or because people want to go west or something like that. A lot of people end up leaving. What is keeping you around here?
I actually don't live here anymore. Right. So you say that. Case in point. And we've all, like, I mean, like, all of us, when we're in another band called Florist, and like, we all moved to New York at one point and have just sort of been separated since then.
I'm from Catskill, New York, which is not far from here. I don't know. It's nice. I don't really have any complaints. It's it's unassuming. That's a big benefit, I feel like. Just being able to, I probably feel this way because I grew up here, but just like feeling like you're not adapting, you're not like stimulated by everything. You know what to expect. Yeah, you can do the work.
You seem to me like a very like reserved person. You don't speak easily about yourself. Yeah. And a lot of your songs, I think, deal with themes of anxiety. And I think one of the new singles that you put out is Onlyness, talks a bit about that kind of like that kind of feeling.
Right, right, yeah.
So I wonder how it feels for you to be such a public person with your art and with your performing in front of people and that kind
of thing. This project has not played that much. We haven't played out that much. And the Furs was kind of only a consistent band for maybe a year or so when the first album came out. So I'm not necessarily past that yet.
Okay.
I think it helps a lot having people playing with me. For a little while, I was playing solo shows. I think that was difficult. I don't really know how to do that well. It's so easy for me to get discouraged. I think it's like if something doesn't sound the way I'd want it to, or... This morning I played at River Street, and that wasn't even solo. That was with Paige and Josh, who plays in Onlyness. But it was not a full band, and there's like people with strollers, and there's like a bunch of dogs and kids and people like eating whatever, fried dough. And it's just so funny to be playing like introverted music. Like it's just, I feel foolish. Like it's just like I don't belong here. This music has a time and place, and this isn't it. And it's very strange to like superimpose it.
Right.
And I don't necessarily think that anyone observing would feel that way. Like they might just be like, oh, this is fine.
but for you, it makes a difference because you know where the songs
right.
are about.
I think like, and even we just had a rehearsal with everyone there. It feels a lot better. It feels like just the fact that anyone would agree to play this music with me makes me feel a lot better about doing it.
I think I can ask this next question to both of you. You both play, like I said earlier, in a lot of projects, and you play together in Florist, where neither of you is the lead songwriter. So how does being in a band where you're musically obviously very important, but not the front face of the band all the time?
I think making Florist albums has been really fun, because it's, I think like the Furs and the Onlyness album, we didn't make together consistently. We didn't like spend a whole chunk of time together. There were just like some things going on in our schedules that, and also money makes it hard. I think living in a different place, not having any kind of recording budget. With the last Florist album, I think we just like we spent most of May together in Saugerties at a place where Emily was living. Emily would have a song, and we would just record that, the basic song, what it was, and then John and I would kind of just go to town on like whatever we felt like. If we couldn't get anything that we thought was good, we would like take a break, go out to the picnic table.
Yeah, picnic table.
And it was just like, and that was just like a reset, and then you go back in. And so it's like, there's like a Glowing Brightly was a song that we did a lot on, that we recorded Emily by herself. We came in and we were trying, like, for like a couple hours, we were trying like strange vocal stuff, just like all kinds of things that, because we had no idea what it might sound like.
Yeah, it was super demonic sounding.
Right. It was really bad.
Totally terrible.
And we were like, okay, this is very bad. And then we just completely turned it around and kind of brought it the direction that it's in, which is like the sort of smooth driving kind of song.
I personally, like, just because you were asking about like what's it like to be the side person basically kind of thing, like, but I feel like that's where I live. Like, I love it. It's my favorite thing. I don't think...
What do you love about it?
I don't know. I mean, I think I'm just better at like I think some people like really need to have their own voice, and like they need to say something. Like, I feel like Ricky has a lot to say, and like, you know, Emily has stuff to say, and I just really get off on like trying to bring everything together in a nice way. Like I don't know. I've found that it's like sort of my favorite role. I'll always do that. If I ever have like a solo project, I feel like it'll be like, I won't show it to anybody. Like,
can we play one of the songs, one of the singles?
Certainly, yeah. I guess Somebody's Son.
Somebody's Son?
Yeah.
Cool. So can you say something about that song?
Well, regarding that song, there's a pond near my parents' house. And when I was in like sixth grade, I would wear like full sweatsuit, basically sweatpants with a matching t-shirt, because I thought that's what you do. That's how you match. You wear the same color, entirely one color. So I had like probably like an olive green sweatsuit on, and it was the winter time, and I was down by the pond. It was kind of just a thing you would do, just walk around. I was walking on the pond because it was frozen, and I was near the edge, and I fell through into the pond. But it wasn't like a scary, like you see in like an action movie, you like fall through the ice and then you're trapped underneath. It wasn't anything like that. I fell in up to my waist and got stuck. And my feet were in mud that was underneath the ice. I was with one of my friends, and he just burst out in laughter and wouldn't help me.
Oh, no.
So I'm getting like furious, because I can't get out of this ice. But I'm not like, it's not scary. It's just like so stupid. So I finally I think he helps me, but I just like hoist myself out, and I lose one of my shoes because it's stuck in the bottom of the pond underneath the ice. And then I had to go climb in the bathtub. I had to walk to my parents' house with one shoe on in the middle of winter. I was just so mad.
It doesn't sound like that's what that song's about.
It is. Wow. It is.
I never knew that. I never would have guessed. Right now, a cappella.
One, two, three.
Love me like you would if I were stable as a new fence post. If I were friendly like a good cashier. If I were stay with me for good. Don't let it scare you when I'm not my best. If I feel anger or I feel unrest. If I am distant or if I'm obsessed.
From musicians Richard Spatero and Johnny Baker of Onlyness, The Furs and Florist, about the upcoming Onlyness debut out July 6th. Keep up with the new releases and tour dates on Facebook, Instagram, and Bandcamp.